This is truly a special day to be here, and we appreciate you all's time and energy. First and foremost, I would like to just thank all of our Viking staff, all of our Viking staff, and all the construction workers, all the designers who've worked very hard to make this dream become a reality. I mean, this all started in our heads, moved to kind of our hearts and into our spirit to create an environment, a truly the best in the world. That's our whole goal, is excellence. I mean, we've built an incredible stadium at U.S. Bank Stadium that has won awards from an international standpoint. And we strongly believe from the first day that we met that we wanted to create an environment here in the Twin Cities that would become the epicenter of sports, technology, community, people, football, energy, great memories. And we think what we've done here is created an environment where this will be a place for families to come together. The other special thing about it is that now we have our employees in five different locations. And this will be the first time in many years, probably since the beginning of the history of the Vikings, that we'll have our employees here, especially under the Wolf Ownership Group, that we'll have everyone under one roof and under one location. We strongly believe our goal is not to build a good facility, a good headquarters, but to build something that is absolutely unique and special, the best in the world, that will help our football players, our coaches, our staff to be the best at their jobs. And we strongly believe by creating this environment here that players will spend time here on a year-round basis. And as Don Becker talked about earlier, as this morphs and this grows to have a hotel and conference center, and some of the things that we'll talk about later, a STEM building, a STEAM building, tech accelerators, incubators. When you stand here, you get the feeling that this is a campus, and that was the whole goal. We've had a great relationship in Eden Prairie, a great relationship in Winter Park, but this is to a new level. And so we're proud to stand here before you today so you can see this coming together, as Lester alluded to, where the community is here involved, that this becomes the epicenter, as we said, that we can bring in events here, not only local, national, but also from an international standpoint. One of the things that really started this is our partners at Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. Their CEO, Troy Simonson, the CEO of TCO, is an absolutely a visionary. He's a man of his word. They have a great board. And so for us to be able to visualize all this a year and a half ago, to design this idea of what we want it to look like, and then to have a partner take a stand to be able to come our partner here and keep their word and build their offices here. And so if you notice right over here, from a TCO standpoint, this is a sports medicine center. And we're talking about putting a Vikings museum there on the first floor. And Jenny Haig will get into more details. The building over to the right is the medical office building. And so this is 22,000 square feet. That's about 76,000 square feet. That will have a surgical center. And so when you think that we have an incredible facility, basically 40 acres, another 160 acres, but the best training facility, we have TCO Performance Center here, a hotel, conference center, all of the things when it comes together, this will be an incredible, incredible environment. So again, we're just proud to do something special for the state of Minnesota, for our fans, for our partners, for the community. And also, it one thing that needs to be said is that our owners have stepped up to give us the resources and the support to build this environment. As you'll notice over the next couple years, this will probably be the trend in professional sports. So to be on the front end of this, to create a holistic, health-centered, health-focused environment for our staff, our players, our coaches, our fans, the community, have high school football here, and really have interactive where young people, young students from the Twin Cities that come here that can learn about technology and all the different things associated with it, have retail space. We're really excited.